Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Save Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo, and Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out SaveSiblings.com for more content, and follow us on Instagram at Save Siblings. All right, let's get to the show. Today, we are going to be discussing the absolute buffet-style mentality you need to have of life. Life is a buffet. What are you going to get up, walk your plate over to, and grab an abundance of? Because whatever you put your hand toward, grab, and put on your plate will be yours.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
Last Sunday, one of the pastors at the church we go to, Ryan Weatherhead, shout out to Ryan. He's the man, and he went through this awesome sermon and this illustration of how in life or in faith, it's like very similar to a buffet style. Like there's an action associated with receiving an abundance that you have to be actively walking down the line of the buffet, grabbing what you want and putting it on your plate. And that really resonated with Chloe and I because that's so translatable to life. Let's say you're not a Christian, you're not religious. In life in general, if you want something, it is buffet style. Whatever you want is out there for you, but you have to actively be pursuing what you want and taking it and putting those portions on your plate.
Exactly.
So I really just wanted to, and Chloe, we wanted to just explain how important this concept is, especially going into 2020, especially going into new year, a new decade.
So many of you have new rhythms.
This new decade is buffet style. With the use of your rhythms and not resolutions, you can take actionable steps and get your portion, get what's yours. This is buffet style in 2020. For the next decade, we are grabbing our portions and we are receiving what is freely given to us if we seek it. It's buffet style, baby.
Amen. This reminds me of a Bible scripture where she has no money, she has no food, and the angel tells her to fill up her, to grab a bunch of jars and to go, and it with for every jar that she has, it'll be filled with oil. But let's say she went to the buffet and she only grabbed 2 jars. That's only in a provision for what? I don't know, 2 months, 2 days. I don't know how many jars equivalates to food, but you know what I mean. So you've got to be willing to go out there and grab a ton of jars.
Grab all the jars.
All of them. Go to the buffet. Go to a jar buffet and just grab all of them. Because that correlates to your faith and what you think that you're going to receive from the season.
You better preach it. Every single person that has accomplished something of value or that another person would perceive as reaching a level of success was absolutely living from a buffet style mentality, knowing that this is mine if I want this. And they took the actionable steps to go and fill up their plate to get their blessing, to get what they wanted out of life. And it's so important, especially as the new year is here. And we should have been starting this in December and October 2019. We are fourth quarter living, and it is time to actively pursue what you want and fill up your plate, because hashtag buffet style, hashtag 2020. It's buffet style, baby, for the next decade.
Yes.
So embody that mentality and DM us let's talk about this, because it's so... Tell me what you think about. Tell us what you think about when you hear us explain this buffet style.
Because you can't just sit back and expect all these good things to happen to you. You know, that's kind of like this whole lazy mentality. Or you think like it's not being lazy, but it is. Like, for those of you who maybe aren't people of faith, if the universe wants to give me this, it'll happen. And it's like, listen, that's not how it works.
You better preach.
You need to show up. You need to have the tools that you need. We're using this buffet mentality because if you go to a buffet. What happens? You can't just sit at the table. The waitress isn't going to just bring you the food. You've got to grab the plate, go up to the buffet line, and as Charles said, you've got to scoop what you want on your plate. There's this active exchange.
That's
what we're saying.
It's such a great illustration because you want the mac and cheese.
I'm obsessed with this illustration.
And the mac and cheese is there. It is right there for you, but you have to get your plate, get up and scoop that mac and cheese.
And grab it.
Ha!
All right. Some of you need to be eating some rice, cauliflower, mac and cheese, but that's sips tea. That's a whole other story.
You better preach it. We might post that recipe, so get ready for that.
Tasty.
All right, let's get to the Sunday Shocker. We just crushed that. Roll that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have he were caution. Let's see it. It's not a.
Whoa.
All right, guys. So today we have something that is just so sweet. So Jack and Violet struck up a friendship while waiting for their flight from London to New York. And I guess Jack and his family went to go sit in first class while this 88-year-old woman, Violet, made her way to economy class. And after they got on, Jack went to find Violet and swap seats with her. And according to the crew member, it's because Violet told him that it was always her dream to sit in first class. And so Jack, out of the kindness of his heart, went and found her and switched with her for a flight.
Wow.
I know. Like, no fuss, no nothing. Just said, hey, you know, got this seat for you. And so they took a picture of her with, like, her, like, first class lounging with her food and her chocolate cake. I just thought that was the sweetest thing.
That's awesome.
Be kind.
Yes, that should be the motto for 2020. Give. Give, give, give.
Just a conversation in passing. And he was like, you know what? He probably sits in first class all the time. He was probably like, listen, let me be a light. And so I just thought that was, that was shocking to me.
A selfless act.
Selfless.
I love that. All right, party people, do not forget to subscribe.
Yes.
Share the podcast with a friend. Leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment. Do an act of kindness for somebody, anybody.
Amen.
And don't forget to read your Bible.